The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, and today we're going to start off with audio-described performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images, theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. And starting off Saturday, September 30th, it's Circus 1903, and this is at the Durham Performing Arts Center. The producers of the world's biggest magic show, The Illusionists, have teamed up with the award-winning puppeteers from War Horse to present a thrilling turn-of-the-century circus spectacular. Sensational puppetry puts elephants back in the ring as never seen before, along with a huge cast of the most unique, amazing, and dangerous circus acts from all four corners of the world. That starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, October 1st, it's Cold Mountain, North Carolina Opera at UNC Memorial Hall. Wounded and suffering battle fatigue, W.P. Inman flees a Confederate military hospital near Raleigh to cross the rugged terrain toward home and his beloved Ada in western North Carolina. Along the way, he meets a cast of characters right out of Homer's Odyssey, all while being relentlessly hunted by the marshals of the home guard. Meanwhile, back at home, Ada fights to survive, not knowing Inman's fate, and struggling with her own issues. Will the lovers ever be reunited? A fully staged production, sung in English with English surtitles. Curtain goes up at 2 p.m. Sunday, October 8th, Guys and Dolls, Cary Arts Center. This is set in the 1950s in New York. Guys and Dolls follows a host of Damon Runyon's colorful and sometimes eccentric characters in a humorous and touching story based around the bright lights and shady corners of Times Square. It is a musical fable of Broadway. This is a 3 p.m. performance at Cary Arts Center. Also on the audio described performances list, Sunday, October 15th, it's Dark Side. This is Burning Coal Theater at Murphy School Auditorium in Raleigh. A young woman and a young man go on a journey of discovery. In this whimsical tale, the couple joins up with the chief purveyors of mood rock, the legendary Pink Floyd, whose album Dark Side of the Moon stayed on Billboard's Top 200 Albums chart an astonishing 14 years to create a fast and funny ride that will leave you guessing, laughing, and listening in equal measures. This starts at 2 on Sunday, October 15th. Saturday, October 21st, we're back at Deepak with The Little Mermaid. In a magical kingdom beneath the sea, the beautiful young Ariel longs to leave her ocean home to live in the world above. It's based, of course, on one of Hans Christian Andersen's most beloved stories, with music by eight-time Academy Award winner Alan Menken. It's a hauntingly beautiful love story for the ages. 8 o'clock performance. Sunday, October 22nd, Grace for President, North Carolina Museum of History. One day in class, Grace Campbell discovered that there has never been a female president. "Where are the girls?" she asked as her third grade teacher rolls out a poster of all 44 U.S. presidents. Frustrated by the lack of female faces in the White House, Grace decides she wants to be president and inspires a school election. This starts at 5 p.m. Sunday, October 22nd, it is Lizzie Borden of Fall River. This is Cary Arts Center. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Or did she? A hot August morning, an unspeakably brutal crime, and a lot of conflicting evidence makes the 1893 Lizzie Borden murder case a compelling mystery of American criminal history. It's the ultimate whodunit. Performance starts at 8. And finally, Tuesday, October 24th, Sense and Sensibility, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. A gossip-driven comedy of reason and romance, playwright Kate Hamill gives us a fresh comic take on Jane Austen's beloved novel. This eminently theatrical adaptation follows two radically different sisters, sensible Eleanor and hypersensitive Marianne, in the wake of their father's death as they face wave after wave of dance partners and dinner parties amid an English society mad for gossip. This performance is set to open at 7:30. Now, Deepak, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Lots of festivals and other events occurring in the coming weeks around North Carolina. September 28th through October 1st, you've got the Chatham County Fair. September 29 and 30, the North Carolina Muscadine Festival in Kenansville. September 30th, Everybody's Day Festival in Thomasville. Great Grapes Wine, Arts, and Food Festival in Charlotte. That, too, is on September 30th. Then October 1st, Festifall Arts Festival in Chapel Hill. October 5th, it's the Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. October 6th, Bushker's Bash in Salisbury. Same date, First Friday on the Lawn in Wilson. October 6th and 7th, Selma Railroad Days Festival. October 6th through the 8th, it's the 31st Annual North Carolina Seafood Festival in Moorhead City. That's always a great time. October 7th, Hilltop Fall Festival in Rutherfordton. That date is also the date for Farm City Day in Hendersonville and the Bessemer City Community Concert. October 7 and 8, two events listed. Duck Jazz Festival, of course, that's in Duck on the Outer Banks, and the Autumn Jubilee in Salisbury. October 13 and 14, Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown in Rocky Mount. And a number of things, October 13th through the 15th, Hickory's Oktoberfest, Autumn Leaves Festival in Mount Airy, Cotton Ginning Days, Dallas, that's of course Dallas, North Carolina, in Gaston County, Mumfest in New Bern, Fayetteville Dogwood Festival, also October 13th through the 15th. October 14th, four events, Mountain Glory Festival in Marion, Tour de Pig Cycling Event in Lexington, NASCAR Day Festival, Randleman, and the Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruise Inn. And four events October 14th and 15th, Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival in Curry Beach, John Blue Cotton Festival in Laurinburg, the Mullet Festival in Swansboro. It has nothing to do with the hairstyle. Autumn Treasures and Grilling and Chilling Barbecue Cook-Off in Waxhaw. October 18th through the 21st, it's the Duplin Agribusiness Fair in Kenansville. October 20th and 21st, the Pineville Fall Fest. October 20th through the 22nd, the Carolina Balloon Fest in Statesville. And the International Festival of Raleigh, also those dates. October 21st, we have three events, the Taylorsville Apple Festival, the Belmont Boo Fest, and the Laketoberfest Music and Brew Festival in Cornelius. October 21 and 22, Lake Lure Arts and Crafts Festival, and the North Carolina Oyster Festival in Ocean Isle Beach. And a big one, October 21st through the 29th, it is the North Carolina Yam Festival in Tabor City. Okay, the rundown for the Raleigh Little Theater. Box office number, of course, 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. Of course, the Raleigh Little Theater Complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. Coming up October 13th through the 22nd, as we mentioned moments ago, Grace for President. Of course, this is a musical at the North Carolina Museum of History. October 27th through November 12th, Perfect Arrangement, a dark comedy. It's 1950 and new colors are being added to the Red Scare. Two U.S. State Department employees, Bob and Norma, have been tasked with identifying sexual deviance within their ranks. There's just one problem. Both Bob and Norma are gay and have married each other's partners as a carefully constructed cover-up. This production, of course, is for mature audiences. Then we come up with a holiday musical December 1st through the 17th at Raleigh Little Theater, Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. It's at Sutton Theater, again, December 1st through the 17th. January 12th through the 28th, What We're Up Against. February 9th through the 25th, Little Shop of Horrors. March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk, the musical. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. Here's the lineup at Goodnight's Comedy Club in the coming weeks. Goodnight's, of course, on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. September 27th, Ray William Johnson. Johnson is an American actor, comedian, producer, director, writer, and rapper who is perhaps best known for his YouTube channel. As of 2017, the channel had earned more than 3 billion views and 10.4 million subscribers, making it one of the most viewed channels on YouTube at the time. September 28th through October 1st, Arnez J. To those in the know, Arnez is quickly emerging as one of the hottest, most talked about comedic artists in the game. His raw energy, talent, and comedic skill quickly landed Arnez the coveted hosting slot on BET's longest-running comedy series, Comic View. His hilarious new comedy special, Racially Motivated, is now available on Netflix. October 5th through the 7th, Big J. Okerson. Raunchy and brash, yet endearing and honest, Okerson is one of the country's most in-demand comedians. October 12th through the 14th, Josh Blue. October 19th through the 21st, Sam Morrill and Doug Benson also performing that evening. October 26th through the 29th, it's DeRay Davis. And a special note, all shows are 18 plus unless noted. All right, a quick rundown of some of the music venues in the Raleigh area. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Tuesday through Thursday, September 26th through the 28th, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble. Shows start at 7. Friday, September 29th, Larry Keel Experience and Friends. Saturday, September 30th, Jeff Austin Band and Friends. This is an official IBMA after party. Sunday, October 1st, Dynamo at 8. Tuesday, October 3rd, Seth Walker with Jason Eady at 8. Wednesday, October 4th, Sammy J with Of Good Nature. Thursday, October 5th, local band Local Beer, the Ramonas with the Dapper Conspiracy, and Subliminal Surge. Friday, October 6th, The Dig with Kohlers and I Am Dynamite. Saturday, October 7th, Silo Joe with Similan and Cosmic Superheroes. And then Sunday, October 8th, FEA and Bruiser Queen at 8 o'clock. The Ritz, located on Industrial Drive, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, September 29th, Issues, the Headspace Tour at 7. Saturday, September 30th, Grits and Biscuits at 9. Sunday, October 1st, Cafe TACVBA. Monday, October 2nd, Keisha, the Rainbow Tour 2017. Tuesday, October 3rd, Mastodon at 7:30. Wednesday, October 4th, Manchester Orchestra at 7:30. Friday, October 6th, Breaking Benjamin, Unplugged. Lincoln Theater is on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number for total information, 919-821-4111. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, September 26th through the 28th, the IBMA Ramble. Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30, an evening with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood at 9. Sunday, October 1st, Hardworking Americans at 8. Tuesday, October 3rd, Mastodon with Eagles of Death Metal and Russian Circles, 7:30. Wednesday, October 5th, the Floozies with Boombox and Late Night Radio at 8. Thursday, October 5th, Chris Knight at 7. The Reunited Eagles have added 4 more dates to their flight plan for this fall, in addition to the already announced September 30th show in Seattle. The group begins a 4-show an evening with the Eagles run on October 17th, and that's at the Greensboro Coliseum, followed by October 20th at Phillips Arena in Atlanta, October 24th at KFC Yum Center in Louisville, and October 27th at the new Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. Of course, that's the late co-founder of the Eagles, Glenn Fry's hometown. All right, the Friday Night Tributes continues at North Hills. The block party-style concerts highlight throwback music genres starting in the 60s. The concerts are held at Midtown Park, 7 to 9 p.m. Coming up September 29th, it's the 1980s tribute featuring Electric Avenue. October 6th, Country Legends tribute to Keith Urban, Garth Brooks, and Zac Brown. And then October 13th, 70s and 80s, soft rock featuring Yachty by Nature. Also at North Hills, Saturday, October 28th, it's the North Carolina Wine Festival at Midtown Park. The outdoor amphitheater season is winding down at Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway, Wednesday, September 27th, Johnny Folsom 4, and Kennedy Thomas Band. Wednesday, October 4th, Tim Cyphers. Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th, the Triangle Oktoberfest. Wednesday, October 11th, the Longleaf Pine Nuts. Saturday, October 21st, it's Carolina Uprising featuring Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, The Outlaws, Pure Prairie League, Poco, Scooter Brown Band, and the Super Grit Cowboy Band. And currently, the final show, Sunday, October 22nd, Chris Tomlin, Good Good Father Tour. Red Hat Amphitheater is on South McDowell Street, just a few concerts left, some biggies though. Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30, it's IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass. Monday, October 2nd, The Head and the Heart with special guest The Shelters. Friday, October 6th, there's a free concert with Citizens Cope. And Wednesday, October 11th, currently the final show, Kid Cutie. And we have two concerts left at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Friday, September 29th is Jack Johnson. And then Friday, October 6th, Zach Brown. Okay, PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. All right, coming up Thursday, October 12th at PNC Arena, Bruno Mars and his 24-Karat Magic World Tour 2017. The 24-Karat Magic World Tour marks Mars's first full-length tour since 2013's hugely successful Moonshine Jungle World Tour. Ticket prices are listed at Ticketmaster. Concert starts at 8. Saturday and Sunday, October 14th and 15th, lots of cowboys for the PBR Built Ford Tough Series. For two nights, the top 35 bull riders in the world will face off with the sport's rankest bulls for their share of the $140,000 purse. 2016 Professional Bull Riders World Champion Cooper Davis will be one of four world champions competing. CBS Sports Network will broadcast Round 2 and the Built Ford Tough Championship Round on Sunday, October 15th. Starting at 2. Saturday, October 28th, Charlie Wilson, In It to Win It concert with special guests Anthony Hamilton and LaPorsha Renee. 11-time Grammy nominee Charlie Wilson is touring in support of his latest album, In It to Win It. Concert starts at 8 and tickets start at $45.50. Monday, October 30th, it is WWE Live. Ticket prices range from $15 to $100. Program starts at 7:30. Get ready for a night you will not forget because the WWE is going to make its presence felt at PNC Arena to deliver an action-packed event that will keep you on the edge of your seats. Again, that's Monday, October 30th for WWE Live. Thursday, November 9th, Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour. Tickets for Gaffigan's show start at $31.75, and as always, those taxes and fees. New one added to the list, Sunday, December 3rd, Escape, the Great Escape Tour, one of the most beloved groups in R&B history, Escape, announced their first ever headlining tour, the Great Escape Tour, answering the overwhelming demand of fans nationwide. Tickets $45 to $85. Concert starts at 7. December 6th through the 10th, it's Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream. Wednesday, December 13th, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Ticket prices start at $43.50. Sunday, December 31st, it's the Abbott Brothers. Concert starts at 8:30. The ticket prices range from $45.50 to $70.50. And then we're going to go all the way to March, Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and 11th. It is a monster jam with them big, big trucks. Friday's on the front porch in Chapel Hill. Held through October 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Coming up, September 29th, Brooke McBride Band. October 6th, BFG. October 13th, Acoustic Manor. All right, let's take a look at some of the events coming up in Cary. The 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series, the rodeo has one day left this season. That's October 1st. The event runs 12:30 to 5. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series, Friday evenings at the Cary Arts Center, starting at 7:30, unless noted. November 3rd, Donald Cinta Quartet. And January 26th, Lucia Micarelli. I hope I got that right. February 16th, we got 10 strings and a goat skin. Saturday, March 3rd at 7:30, Le Cirque Esprit. May 11th, Lauren and Mark. The Marvelous Music Family Series events are held also at Cary Arts Center. Saturday, September 23rd, Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble. Saturday, November 4th, The Story Ship presents Diggory Digger's Dino Show. Saturday and Sunday, December 16 and 17, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. Saturday's performance is at 10 a.m. and Sunday's show is in the afternoon, 2:30. Sunday, March 4th, Opera Express presents the Billy Goat's Gruff. Show starts at 3. Saturday, April 21st, Atlantic Coast Theater presents Rocking Red Riding Hood, 10 o'clock in the morning. Clayton Center, October 19th, that's a Thursday, Chicks with Hits featuring Terry Clark, Pam Tillis, and Susie Bogus. Show is at 8. Tickets are $42 plus taxes and fees. Saturday, November 11th, Kathy Mattea with Bill Cooley. Friday, December 8th, Celtic Tenors. Saturday, February 10th, Cary Newcomer. Friday, March 16th, the Malpass Brothers. And Thursday, May 17th, it is David Miles. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Carolina Puppet Theater, October 3rd and 17th, presents Going Trick-or-Treating. Yes, those are 11 a.m. performances. Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th, Travis LeDoit, Tribute to the King. Again, these are at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Sunday, October 8th, Riders in the Sky, shows at 3:30. Friday, October 13th, Clean Comedy with Mike Goodwin and Ed Wiley. And then there's also on that date, Friday, October 13th, the guys are back with a 9 o'clock show, which is adult comedy. And then Saturday, October 14th, Holly Springs Community Band presents European Vacation. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.